New daily cases in the province ranged this week between a high of 2,125 and a low of 1,074. Note, not all symptomatic people are being tested in accordance with new Ontario guidelines. A re-examination of fatal cases of COVID in Ontario has prompted some changes in reporting from the province and updates to the total number of people who have died after contracting COVID-19. The province is now only going to report deaths where COVID was the underlying cause, contributed to the death, or the cause was unknown or missing, but the person was positive for COVID-19. Deaths unrelated to COVID will be excluded from provincial reporting. Here's the latest on new cases in Algoma as of 2:45 p.m. Algoma Public Health has not reported any new cases of COVID-19. The latest cases of the virus in the region were reported at 3:10 p.m. today. Here are the latest COVID-19 numbers from Algoma Public Health, updated at 3:25 p.m. on March 3, 242,566 tested, 5,641 confirmed. Asterisk note. As of December 31, 2021, the province has limited COVID-19 PCR testing to the highest risk populations. Furthermore, some people with mild or asymptomatic infection may not seek testing. Algoma Public Health states that the numbers of confirmed cases are an underestimate of the actual number of people with COVID-19 in the Algoma region. 375, 1, active cases. Asterisk note. The number in brackets are cases in a non-Algoma resident currently in the region. 8 currently hospitalized, 5,266 resolved, 38 deceased. Algoma Public Health is reporting that recent results from additional laboratory testing have detected the following variants of concern in Algoma. B1.1.7, Alpha, first detected in the UK. B1.617.2, Delta, first detected in India. P1, Gamma, first detected in Brazil. B1.1.529, Omicron, first detected in South Africa. Total confirmed cases by area of residence, 4,621 in Sault Ste. Marie and area, 567 in Central and East Algoma, 221 in Elliott Lake and area, 232 in North Algoma. Comparatively, in Chippewa County, which covers Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and surrounding area, the COVID-19 data as of March 9 states, note, case counts have been reset to reflect new reporting format. Cases from March 2020 Dec. 31, 2021 to 5,275 total, 4,641 recoveries, 69 deaths, 3,120 cumulative positives, 3,223 cumulative recovered, 29 deaths, 1 case currently hospitalized. Here's the latest on COVID-19 vaccinations in Algoma. As of 3:30 p.m. on March 10, population coverage percent of total population that has received at least one dose, 84.8%. Percent of total population that have received at least two doses, 81.2%. Percent of eligible population, 5 plus, that has received at least one dose, 88.5%. Percent of eligible population, 5 plus, that have received at least two doses, 84.8%. Percent of adult population, 18 plus, that have received at least one dose, 91.1%. Percent of adult population, 18 plus, that have received at least two doses, 88.7%. Percent of adult population, 18 plus, that have received at least three doses, 61.5%. Percent of youth population, 12 to 17, that have received at least one dose, 84.3%. Percent of youth population, 12 to 17, that has received at least two doses, 81.0%. Percent of child population, 5 to 11, that have received at least one dose, 59.7%. APH reported cases this week. Drop in active cases reported on March 7. Regions 36th, 37th COVID-related deaths reported on March 8. Regions 38th COVID-related death reported on March 9. 32 new cases reported on March 10. Regions 39th COVID-related death reported on March 11. They aren't medical experts. Ford tells school boards to follow mask lifting protocol. The chief medical officer is the expert. He has done his due diligence, he has consulted with other medical officers, Premier says during Barry Stop. School board encourages students to wear masks at least 2 weeks after March break. Elementary students can play and learn together across cohorts, classes and grades, both indoors and outdoors and during lunch and recess. No masks required in schools after March break in big return to normal students. Staff can still wear masks if they choose. Parents also free to have kids keep learning remotely. We can't let our guard down. First Nations in Ontario face COVID outbreaks. A few weeks ago, there was an abrupt spike in COVID-19 cases in Ibomatong First Nation. The virus spread rapidly through the remote community located about 300 kilometers north of Thunder Bay, Ont. Most mask mandates end March 21. Other COVID-19 changes coming. March 9. Guidance for close contacts is also changing, along with how the province reports data. Watch. Ford dodges questions about mask mandates. March 9. Province is expected to ease mask mandates on March 21. Sioux, Michigan sees dearth of Canadian visitors after border measures eased. Travelers can now enter Canada with a rapid antigen test. But Sioux, Michigan officials say they have yet to see an influx of visitors from this side of the river. Ken Brown Recovery Home residents and staff navigate COVID potholes on road to recovery. Challenging time for program that puts an emphasis on personal freedom.